And for those of us, and being more of an outdoor theme, being a hunting theme more this morning, you can substitute the word tasty forest animal with fish or that purse you're pursuing. Okay. We all pursue something, but today, you know, the illustration is going to be, you know, it's going to be more animal oriented. But how do we hit what we're aiming at? And, you know, the truth and reality of it is some of us are natural born marksmen or marks women or marks persons. You can actually shoot, all right? It's more of a natural thing. And, you know, most of you know who those people are. You know, they've just got a knack for it. There are some people with natural abilities in how they interact in nature, understand all the mechanisms of what that is, the functions of everything that goes together. The ideal for the hunter is when both of those two collide, which for me is the reason that God put do not covet on the list of the Ten Commandments. You know, those people, sometimes I don't have it all. Sometimes it takes Zach to say, hey, Dad, look over there. Because I'm seeing everything but the... I'm looking at the trees. I see everything but the deer or the squirrel. But, you know, we're confident sometimes if we have these things. But when we look at how we actually shoot, how we actually acquire the target we're after, there are two things that affect our marksmanship. There are internal factors and external factors. And as we think about those things, you know, there are several things that we look at. Internally, you know, what affects my shooting? How I stand, how I hold my arms, my breathing, keeping that stock in, or the anchor point if you're shooting with a bow. It could be your casting if you're hunting fish. Those are internal factors. Those are things that we can do and we master within ourselves to give us a better shot. There are also external factors that we can look at as well. You know, for us, wind, distance, the tree that you sometimes can see, sometimes you can't quite see in your scope. Can I get an amen out there? Yeah, we get no tags for trees, okay, when we hit those. And another external factor is the fact that the animals are camouflaged too. So both internally and externally, there are things that affect the way that we shoot. You know, we can think about how we shoot, but what are we shooting at? You know, and I think about being in the woods, and I think about one particular day. Usually, I don't. My bragging is usually on the negative end. Was hunting one day, and here come a group of deer. It was deer season, all legal, okay? And this whole group of deer are running. I see a buck. He's a legal guy. I'm looking at the legal guy, and out of the corner of my eye, what did I see? Something much more legal. All right? I had a chance at guy number one, and I moved. Trying to acquire a target that was not my original target, I did not have time to acquire that target. I missed this opportunity because I was pursuing that one. Never did. I think that's one of them times I hit a tree. But to make a long story short, I missed that one, so I shot his wife. I'm sorry, but she was tasty. But as we look at how we look at life and what we aim at and what we pursue. You know, we can talk hunting all day, but Jesus talked all about this. What are the things that we pursue? You know, we look at those things. And assessing life, you know, life is a whole lot like this. We have things that we look for, we hope to acquire. And, you know, as we look at the things in life that we desire, we live the best with the internal factors we have. We try and live as best as we can. We live in respect to external factors that affect the things that we're perceiving. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that well. We have preconceived notions sometimes into things that we pursue that really don't last. They really don't make the most sense for our lives in general. And with that mindset, you know, I want to look at what we're really aiming at and what Jesus says about this. In Matthew 6, I'm going to pick up in verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You know, Jesus gives us a kind of a picture of life's hunting success. And that's being aiming at the right target. And in this text, he's really talking about things that we pursue that don't last, that really don't make a difference. We all do it. I do it. It's a difficult thing sometimes as we look at these lessons and, you know, talking before about not getting a shot at that buck or either of those bucks I was after, you know, the danger there is target transfer. We look at one thing and all of a sudden we're focused on another. And we all experience that in our lives. We're back and forth. We're pursuing all kinds of things. And, you know, Jesus, in a few verses later, really talks about that problem down in verse 24 of Matthew 6. No one can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You know, if you want to look at the position and what's going in your heart, look at the things you chase. You know, and I see it all over Facebook, which I'm up to twice a week now I get on Facebook. Like, and then I'm done. I'm done, off to something else. But I see a lot of chasing. We see what's really important in people's lives by what we post, what we brag on. Some of those things are good things. Brag on your kids. I like that. I like seeing the kids. But a lot of times we brag on ourselves. Shows us what's important. You know, it shows really our priority in life. And as we've talked about target transfer, I think really in our lives that just makes us anxious. And as we look at this text, you know, we live with anxiety. And we've all been there, and some of us dwell there longer than we should. And Jesus continues the text in verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you'll eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them all. You know, as we look at this problem of going back and forth in the things that we actually shoot at with our lives and target, you know, what is the real target? What do we do? What do we really pursue? Jesus answers the question. Verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. What do we seek? What do we go after? We need to pursue the kingdom of God. The question is, what is the kingdom of God? You know, we read this, what really is it? And, you know, there could be some of you here this morning that this may be a new concept for you. Or you may be a Christian and not really understand what that concept or reality of it really is. And I want us to think in two respects. You know, as we look at the kingdom of God and what it is, I'm going to start by telling you what it's not. The kingdom of God is not ruled by us. It's not ruled by me in my life. It's not ruled by you in yours. That's not the kingdom. That's not kingdom living. You know, another aspect, it's not about stuff. It's not about prosperity. If I seek the kingdom of God, I'm going to get a new car or a new rifle or a new bass boat. It's not about stuff. Our third thing that the kingdom of God is not about, it's not about superficial things. It's not about things that in 10 years aren't going to really matter, or even a month from now, or a week from now, or even tomorrow. But here's what the kingdom of God is. This is what we pursue. It's ruled by the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. He's the King. He's perfectly love. He's perfectly just. And he cares about your needs. He knows what you need before you need it. He knows your ailments. He knows your shortcomings. He knows your sin. Camo is not going to cover it up. And he loves you anyway. The kingdom of God is, it's about substance. It's about things that matter. It's about things that make a difference. And the third thing to kind of go along with that, it's about things that last. And for a lot of us, it's not about ourselves, it's about others. It's about love. It's about living like the King. So as we seek those things, you know, we want to think about how we live. You know, God doesn't want us to live in a world of target transfer. He doesn't want us to live in a way that we're anxious because we're chasing this until we chase this, until we chase this. He wants us to be satisfied in our circumstance. You may be in a time of trouble or turmoil, but you can still be in the kingdom and live kingdom. As we do this, He wants us not to experience that target transfer. He wants us to experience the best the first time. And a couple chapters later in Matthew 7, you know, it's like, how do we seek the kingdom of God? How do we acquire it and what it is? Jesus says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, like the Rogersons, okay, they're not here, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? God wants you to experience the best he has for you. And pursuing the kingdom, you know, in verse 7 there, we're given three actions. You know, we're to ask and seek and knock. That's how we target the kingdom. By just wishing it happens, it's not going to happen. As God pursues us, he wants us to pursue him and pursue the things that are kingdom things. It's action. And I want us to think, as we begin to wrap this up, you know, when was the last time you took time to ask for kingdom things? And seek kingdom things. You know, I don't think there's anyone here who wouldn't like a better marriage or family life. Or more joy. Or more love. When's the last time we really knocked on that door? And put the priority on the kingdom. Those other things we chase, God knows you need them. He wants you to have those things. But first he wants to have you. See, the kingdom of God is us. Headed by him. We're to be a part of that. He wants us to be a part of that. You know, in John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And you know, he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. That's how we pursue as well. That's how we ask, seek, and knock. We trust Jesus that he's enough. And, you know, I want to finish up with an illustration. This guy right here. This was a legal buck in the day. I was so happy when I harvested this guy. Because, A, he wasn't that heavy to drag. I was satisfied with this. I don't know if that'll stand up. Okay, it's looking right at Jana. Okay. Last year, I knew this guy was in the woods. I did not shoot this guy. All right? Someone else did. I pursued him. Thank goodness I did not have to drag this. But as we look at target transfer, the reality in the woods is we think bigger is better, bigger is smarter. But what does God want us to have when we pursue kingdom things? When we do things our way, we're looking at this. When we're living in humanity and humanistic tendencies, selfishness, we keep acquiring this and we wonder why we want more. And we keep chasing it and we keep chasing it and we keep chasing it and we keep chasing it.
The reality is God wants you to experience this. He wants you to live big. He wants you to shoot at things that really matter. He wants you to target kingdom things. And as we come to a close today, I want you to think about that. What is the real goal in your life? I don't do everything right. I don't even come close. But I love Jesus. Because when I pursue him, I see big things. I experience big things. And those of you out here, I know when you're chasing Jesus, you see this too. It makes a difference. I want you to live this. Better marriages, better life, better love. It's what God planned for you. He set up his kingdom for us. It's for his glory, but it's for his relationship with you and with me. And as we close this time together, I want you to think about that. You know, as we take some time here and we're going to close and the praise team's going to come. You know, the good thing is God has so much for us. He wants us to experience his best for his glory and for our relationship with him. You may be here today and the thought of the kingdom of God is foreign to you. If it makes sense to pursue that, you know, when our time is done, catch me or catch Pastor. Be more than happy to speak with you more about it. But as far as kingdoms things go, bigger is better. And God's got an eternity of big plan for you and for me. All you got to do is pursue it. Amen? Amen? Father, we thank you and praise you for this time. We thank you for the truth of your word. We just pray, Lord, in this society where everything travels so fast, Lord, we find ourselves being caught up in the pursuit of things and even relationships and possessions, Lord, that really don't make a difference in the kingdom. Lord, help us to shoot for what you have for us. Help us to live a life that's big and large and, Lord, glorifies you, of which we get the most benefit. Thank you, Lord, for how you will guide us and challenge us by these words. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.